Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky. Join me as we tackle big questions like how to work with intuition, just why the tower is so intimidating, and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to the forecast for July of 2023. I don't know about you all, but this past month has been absolutely crazy. And I wrote and talked a lot about this over the paid version of the Substack newsletter. So sign up if you want to be along that journey. But we had the Wheel of Fortune as our environment card for June. And wow, did that one come through for me? And I think a lot of you have had similar experiences. I've heard from people reading the newsletter, from friends as well, that it has just been kind of a chaotic time. And I wanted to mention that just as some context for this next group of cards, because if things were feeling hectic and topsy-turvy in the past few weeks, we have a big change of energy on our way here. And I'm really intrigued and sort of touched by it. This is kind of a tender group of cards. So if you're new here, this is your first experience, the ritual is as follows. We are going to be doing a live tarot reading. I am just looking at these cards now, and we're going to be talking through a ray for the month to get a sense of what may be coming our way, what are the major themes that we're working with, what are things that are going to be opportunities, and what maybe will be a little challenging that we can work with. So I'll be talking about these cards, of course, as we go through this, but you can also find a photo of the reading on the Substack as well, which is, unsurprisingly, incandescenttarot.substack.com. And there's all sorts of little extras there if you feel like being a total gem and subscribing. It's very affordable and helps keep this delightful project up and running. So let's talk. Let's talk about July, midsummer. What is on the table and on my actual table here in front of me as I talk to you all? Last month, we had the Wheel of Fortune as our environment card, which was really just kicking up a lot. And it was a lot of stuff we just had to deal with, pretty chaotic events, things that threw us through a loop, maybe even, you know, activated some tender spots, and also just jostled us a little. I like to think of that card as a snow globe, and it got shook up. The flakes have started to come down, and what are we looking at? What is our card for this new month? And it is really interesting to me. It is the Ace of Swords. Now, this is just simply delightful. Aces are the gifts of tarot. They signify a new cycle beginning in the minor arcana. We're not talking about the sort of potent major arcana. This is more accessible day-to-day energy. And so to have this as our card for the month, our thematic card, is just really encouraging and also extremely helpful. So there's kind of like a double layer here of not only do we have a theme being really obvious, it's the Ace of Swords. So swords themes, they're going to be important in July. But it's also about newness. So I love that sort of amplification of opportunity, of a fresh start, and of the launch into a new phase. So we are really revved up with some interesting ideas. And I think there's an interesting segue going on. If you remember the Wheel of Fortune, it's up in the air. There is this wheel packed with esoteric symbols, surrounded by mythic creatures, and is in the sky. So that is just completely out of our realm of ordinary experience. And as such, reflects the upheaval that can happen when life reveals itself to be a series of chances. And that is chances and changes. That is really the air we're flying in, the water we're swimming in. That is kind of the bedrock, even though it doesn't feel like it, or it doesn't feel as solid as bedrock would suggest. But that really is a fundamental part of life as a human being. Okay, so that card is all about being up in the air, but being super confused and a little overwhelmed to a lot overwhelmed. Now, we are sort of downgrading, segueing into the minor arcana in this group of cards is really about how we interact with the world. It is very human. So something about last month, while it felt kind of overwhelming at the time, has inspired us or brought to light a really important idea or series of ideas that we're now able to grasp. So the Ace of Swords is also in the clouds, but we can see this mountain range in the bottom. So kind of recontextualized back into the physical world. Still got some woo-woo excitement going on. There is, like all of the aces, this celestial hand emerging from a group of clouds grasping the symbol of its suit. In this case, it is a giant old sword. So, similarly, we have a hold on something this month, and I would really take time now to think about what it is that you are really understanding about yourself and your life. What are you starting to wield, like the hand holding the sword, that is bringing you a sense of clarity and direction? And I want to stress here that the aces are about potential. They're babies. They have all of the things within them, but they haven't grown yet. So they can be really exciting, but also kind of diffuse and hard to pin down. So don't worry if you're not like, oh, I don't have my magical mission statement ready and on deck. Just think about where have you been feeling galvanized, and especially since we're talking about swords, like a sense of mental precision. Like, what has you feeling sharp and like you're able to discern what you need to do next? It does not, and maybe should not, be this overarching detailed plan, but rather a sense of this is a question, a theme, an insight that is bringing me somewhere where I need to go. So there is a bit of sort of faith going on here, but it is really grounded in those swordsy traits of discernment, of intellect, reasoning. We're going to be sharp this month. What can we do with that sharpness? So we're going to talk about this card a lot as we go through, but let's give it a break for a moment and talk about our card for the environment. So as I've been talking a lot about, last month we had the Wheel of Fortune. This month, we also have a major arcana card, but it's much different. This one is the sun. And I love this card. This card is strangely tricky. So it is a later stage major arcana card, and it has this deceptively kind of benevolent, fuzzy, happy picture. And of course, it definitely ties to these themes. However, the sun appears very late on in the sequence, and as such, it represents this refinement of purpose that is more powerful than it first seems. So to paint a picture for you all, who may not be able to conjure this up out of the ether for yourselves, the sun features this just adorable, cherubic little toddler astride a white horse, a grayish white. We're not talking like resplendent white. And they're straddling the horse. Their arms are open. They're smiling. They're wearing this very precious headdress, the jaunty red feather on the top. There's a wall behind them crowned with sunflowers and a giant ass sun radiating out behind. Now, this is adorable, but it is representative of a huge moment of personal development. And having this in our environment card to me suggests that the conditions in our lives right now are supportive of really bold, authentic self-expression. This is a time to take the risk to step out of your comfort zone and fully embody who you are. So it takes a lot to get to this stage, and having the sun be here with the Ace of Swords suggests a need to kind of follow a path, follow a call that has been emerging into your consciousness. So what is slowly rising up and maybe now just really becoming obvious that, like, I need to do this to grow. And it's a celebration of the self, but it is also a big leap because we're getting towards the end of the major arcana or the Fool's Journey. And I've been thinking about the Sun in contrast to the Fool because they have a lot of similarities. They're both very youthful. The Fool is probably, and I'm totally just going off intuition here, but I would guess that they're a teenager. You know, they are representative of this stepping into life, kind of going into the realm of the real from the conceptual. But as the title suggests, there's a certain amount of innocence, foolishness, and naivete that goes along with that type of risk-taking. Here, however, we may have a younger character, this toddler, but we are in a phase where we have really fought hard to embrace who we are, which does make me think a lot about working with your inner child, becoming not only aware of, but like wildly supportive of who you really are and that sense of self that has been there the whole time. Now that sense of self is astride a horse on the ground holding a giant red flag. This is sort of like coming out party going on here, or a launching into a new phase. And it's not the sort of like martial, warlike, intense launching that we may see in the Chariot or the, you know, the conquest that can be shown in those cards, or even the hands-on sort of wrestling of strength. This is just effusive, authentic, and shows an ability to have your guard down while also knowing how to take care of the most tender parts of yourself. So think about where in your life, in your environment, you're receiving that support and where you're also feeling the potential to step further towards something you really want. Where is that being uplifted? And how might your life be giving you everything you need to take this next step? Might not be perfect, but it is really a time and a month where we can make some big, big strides. So this is just a very exciting and a little nerve-wracking group of cards. It's like, ooh, you know, if something can really happen, we should do something about it. That involves some risk and some vulnerability and some, I think, idealism, which is also what I'm getting from the Ace of Swords. Because while it is tied to, obviously, the sword suit, it has the shiny optimism of an ace. And swords can verge into, you know, over-rationalization, but here we see like the really pure and unadulterated beauty of believing in something, knowing things, thinking about where in your life that comes through in a really uncomplicated way might also help tease out the presence of the Sun in your daily life. Okay, let's boop over here and talk about our challenge and our opportunity. I think I'm just going to kind of dive into these because they are an intriguing pair. They seem like they should be reversed, in fact. So our challenge is the Two of Wands, and our opportunity is the Devil. Hoo-hoo. The plot thickens. I have a lot to say here, and I'm realizing this might be a chunkier forecast than we normally have. I'm intrigued here that we have a 50-50 reading. We have two minor arcana cards. We have two major arcana cards. And what I'm really feeling is an interesting message with the minor arcana cards. So we have the Ace of Swords as our theme, which is just, it's nice. It's nice to have a sort of unequivocally great theme for the month. There's not any tension here between the Ace of Swords and the Sun. Things are harmonious. They are quite cut and dry, in a sense. But our challenge is in the wands, and the wands tend to, they verge on the optimistic for a group of tarot cards. They are all about action, creativity, passion, motion, travel. And here we're challenged in that realm, not for lack of ideas. In fact, we may have too many ideas of things that we'd like to do, and we may be feeling called to sort of overcomplicate our lives. So in this card, there's an illustration of a person, and they're standing on a castle parapet. So they're at a remove. They are on this beautiful coastline, so you can see some houses and a, like, verdant forest in the bottom. And then there's the curve of a bay and some mountains. So they're standing on the parapet. They're flanked by two wands, which are these sprouting staffs, and they're holding a globe in their hand. And I'm feeling a little called out by this card, because it is such a comfortable place for me to envision all the different things you could do, so many lives you could live, all the different worlds, like being very wanting to look at all these general potentials and being sort of enraptured by it. It's comfortable. Standing on the castle parapet is so cozy. And so this month we may feel really tempted to just be in the planning stage forever and lost in daydreams, getting too macro about things. Whereas in the heart of our reading, we have the very specific Ace of Swords. So like having to choose, you know, the aces are really decisive in a way. They say, here is something. It's a seed. It's small. You're going to have to tend to it, make it grow. Of course, you can imagine and sort of see fast forward to what it could be, but there's a whole journey that's going to involve a lot of work and, you know, challenge to get to that place. But it's here. You got to take it now, or it's going to go away, get reabsorbed. The moment will pass. And then the sun is very confrontational in a sense too, because it's saying the big story picture right now is that this is a chapter of becoming and committing to pushing through to a personal breakthrough, really trusting in yourself, celebrating yourself, being the person to advance your own agenda, and an agenda that is meaningful, potent, and in harmony with the world. So it's not small potatoes. And the Two of Wands is really this this way where we can try and pump the brakes, try and just envision, plan, get lost in details, get lost in potential rather than going on the ground, because the sun, this little cherub, is sitting on the horse. They are there. They're ready to go. And it's actually already happening. Ah, so don't fight what's already happening. Be in the space of these two cards, these first two cards. The castle parapet, as cozy as it may feel, is not our friend this month. Now, our opportunity, I think, also kind of helps untangle the danger of the Two of Wands, because our opportunity is the Devil card, and I am so into this. A nerd alert. I am so into this. I feel like this is probably the part of the reading that I'm going to find the most helpful, in that the opportunity this month is going to be to really notice where we make life hard for ourselves, where we try to cut corners, and what are our old bugaboos around staying small, staying in the dark, losing our power, wasting it, denying ourselves what we really want. Because the sun is all about breakthrough. It's about owning who you are and living in accordance with that. The devil is about trying to avoid that at all costs, making excuses, and doing things where you think you're getting to the sun, or you could have plausible deniability. Say, oh yeah, of course I'm doing that. Of course I'm living by my values. But really, you know, you're not. So we are kind of getting a magnifying glass into our dysfunction this month. Gird your loins. And I like the visual here, because The Devil card is in darkness, unsurprisingly. They are in this completely dark background, and the only way to move through this card is to illuminate what is keeping you stuck there. There are these two figures, and it's a mirror of the Lover's card, which is all about choice. So rather than an angel presiding over these two nude figures in a Edenic garden, unchained, out in the elements, they're making a clear-eyed choice that is blessed by the divine. Here we have ye olde Satan perched on this pedestal that is connected to these two chains, chaining these nude figures in the dark, and they are not able to leave. They are stuck there. And so I'm seeing the Sun card as our environment being like, our life on the ground is kicking up circumstances, relationships, situations that are shining a light, a big old bright sunlight light onto the dark and nasty corners of the Devil card. So, you know, I think we may have had a bit of like a warm up for this last month, but this is really going to be the time when things come into stark contrast. And as such, I'm actually not too worried about this. Watch me completely be writing a bunch of stuff about how I underestimated it. However, I do think there's something very beautiful here. This is such an obvious, in the world of tarot, indication of illuminating the darkness, becoming aware of restrictive habits and situations, and being blessed with the knowledge, again, kind of coming back to our central theme here, Ace of Swords. What is the knowledge we're arming ourselves with that can help us cut a path forward? So even if you're seeing some rough stuff, it is ultimately a huge blessing. That is not to underestimate the challenge of seeing that and the sort of disturbing nature of some of these realizations. And of course, with these collective readings, this all will unfurl on a spectrum depending on who you are. So for some of us, we might kind of have some inklings, be prepared for it. For others, it might be a little more jarring. That being said, though, I think a card to really organize yourself around this month is the Sun, because it is just such a powerful and beautiful card. And having it here really shows a moment of hard-won growth. So it's worth feeling a little uncomfortable, saying goodbye to things that are not working for you, knowing that you're supporting your path, your growth as an individual in a really beautiful and also, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, responsible way. You know, the Sun, I think, illustrates the importance of embracing and being yourself and how healing that can be for all the systems that we're a part of. So, I do feel like there is something else here. I think this, to me, feels pretty active. I don't know about you all, but I'm like, okay, it's time to take ourselves seriously. And I do think the Devil card is a tough one in that once we see what's going on there, we have to do something about it. A lot of tarot scholars and well-known tarot readers will note too that the chains around the people in the Devil card are pretty loose. Like, ostensibly, they could just pop them over their heads and walk away, but they don't. So there can be an experience of wishing things weren't the way they actually are and having to make the really tough choice to walk away from something that you may find really pleasurable and lovely that you know in your heart of hearts is not good for you. That's really tough. And to zoom out a little bit, I would say that it's just going to be important this month to build a lot of room and space for self-compassion, for being gentle with yourself, for sort of loosening your expectations around perfection. That is something that the Ace of Swords can really want. The Swords are very exacting. They have these abstract ideas that can sometimes come into conflict with their implementation in the real world when things get messy. it's not always going to be perfect. That sword isn't always going to cut through what you're trying to cut through. It might take a couple times. You might ding things up. It is a process. And that will be something that's going to be important to remember, especially as we're called back to the siren song of the Two of Wands. It's like, well, what if we just planned a little longer? What if we just did something that's like adjacent to what we want? Cutting corners is going to be really devilish this month. Another facet of this reading that I think is worth mentioning is the importance of being in touch with reality. What's actually happening? How are people actually behaving? The sun has a lot to do with seeing, as you might imagine, and the devil has a lot to do with hidden motives. So, and also wishful thinking. This month, we're going to have a unique opportunity to really cut through a lot of that illusion and to really embrace and work with what is really happening on the ground in our lives around us, which does circle back to the Ace of Swords and this concept of acting from a place of clarity and conviction. We don't have to know everything. The Ace is just the beginning, but knowing what we see and feel and what we're actually experiencing is going to be bringing us into a path that has a lot to offer us. So I'm curious here. One thing I don't think I actually touched on as well is that the Ace of Swords is all about new ideas and information. So having our snow globe completely shook up last month may have kicked loose or exposed us to a new way of looking at things. So I would really prioritize and get curious about ways to approach your life, old problems, or just completely new ideas, period, that you find really motivating and useful. It's a time to think differently and to use that to really step into this opportunity of self-expression, authenticity, and the sun, it has a lot of power and potential to it. We don't entirely know what we're walking towards or riding towards in this case, but it is something very, very impactful. So have a good month. This one really, I think, has so much going for it, and it is really nice to be presenting a reading to you all that is nuanced, as they always are, but like very potent and personally meaningful. So if you would like to come along the journey of recapping, reflecting as we go through this month, I hope you'll join us over on Substack. And otherwise, I will be talking to you next for August. Until next time.